You're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Sorry, I wasn't ready to fade that dub down yet, but it is indeed 7 o'clock. That's right, it's good when it's loud. Turn that up, that dub. Thank you, DJ Greybeard. And thank you out there for listening. It's time for If Music Could Talk. You have just entered the If Music Can Be Talking zone. This is Dub Syndicate. We're going to continue the dub sounds for just a few minutes. And then we got a feature, a special feature interview with a band that's going to be playing in Richmond on, I think, the 14th of April at Balasso. It's called the Raya brass band out of Brooklyn. They do Balkan brass, Romani style music. Really groovy stuff. We have an interview with Greg from that group. But let's start off with Dub Syndicate here on With Music Could Talk. This is Red Sea Version from their CD Murder Tone. Be careful.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're listening to If Music Could Talk on WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Hope you're feeling the spring vibes coming in. A little bit of reggae here. And this is from African Dub, Joe Gibbs and the Professionals. A song called Yard Music. From African Dub, Chapter 4, Joe Gibbs Production. And up next, we're going to hear one more reggae song, and then we'll get into all kinds of other good stuff. Of course, gotta play this one. This is from the Lyceum in London. This is Bob Marley and the Wailers with Talking Blues.
Thank you. I seem to wear a permanent crew, but I'm gonna stare in the sun. Let the rain shine in my eyes. I'm gonna take just a one step more, cause I feel like in a church. Now that you know that the preacher is lying, so who it is brighter on the outside than it is really on the inside. So don't you take our life for granted, knowing where we're bound. Thank you.
si voy a resistir. Siento que me han escogido, pues unos ojos me miran solo a mí. Esto alguien ya me lo contó. ¿Qué sientes asfixia al salir? Pero esto nunca lo esperé. A esta presión, ¿quién puede vivir? Otra vez en el elemento, pero en espacio pequeño. No hay arriba, no hay abajo, todo es movimiento. Y ahora
of Musica Talk on WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And you just heard Café Tacuba with Paz. Y Verde was after that. Before that, Jane's Addiction with Of Course from Ritual de lo Habitual. And before that, we heard the great Bob Marley and the Wailers. I can't talk tonight, but that was Talking Blues from Live at the Lyceum. And before that, we heard Joe Gibbs and the Professionals' Yard Music. Started out with Dub Syndicate, Red Sea version. And I just want to give a big shout out to everyone listening who supports independent radio. I was driving up to DC this weekend, drove up and back for a show, and I was able to hear some of their great radio programming on various community radio stations they got up in D.C. And it was inspiring. So, big up to independent radio. Might have been WPFW, anyway. We are one big community, this independent radio thing, as Max, Christopher Maxwell, likes to also remind people, which is just such a beautiful concept. It's just one big network of independent media sources, community-driven, too. So anyway, I want to let you know that we have Darth Vader in the building. Actually, we don't have Darth Vader. April Fool's, that was my April Fool's joke. Broadcast of WIR is underwritten by Style Weekly's new Shadrock Music Festival, presented by Star Hill. Shadrock Music Festival is an all-day concert event Saturday, April 28th on Browns Island, featuring performances by De La Soul, Yo La Tengo, Dum Dum Girls, Shabazz Places, Keepone, Photosynthesizers, and more. A portion of proceeds will benefit SPARC, that's SPARC, the School of Performing Arts in the Richmond community. Find out more at shadrockmusicfest.com. And it's pronounced Keepone. Someone wrote on here, thank you for reminding me of that. How could we forget Keepone being in Richmond as we are? WIR is a proud co-sponsor of the 19th annual James River Film Festival also, a week-long celebration of independent film with events at the Bird Theater, Grace Street Theater, Visual Arts Center, and Gallery 5. The 2012 James River Film Festival is Thursday, April 12th through Wednesday, April 18th, playing all over the River City. Schedule and events are on Facebook and at jamesriverfilm.org. I'm so happy to be reading this wonderful underwriting again. I got some new underwriting here. I'm very proud. So thank you to Shadrock Music Fest, Style Weekly, and James River Film Festival for their support of WIR. So we're going to start this interview off with, this is Greg from the Raya Brass Band. They're from Brooklyn. They're playing very soon here in Richmond at Balasso. And I will tell you the specific date in just a little bit, or you can listen closely to the interview. This is Greg from, well, I'll let him introduce himself. Why don't we do that?
This is Greg Squared from Raya Brass Band. You're listening to WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3.
I'm speaking here with Greg Squared of the five-piece Balkan and Romani brass band, the Raya Brass Band. How are you doing, Greg?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Thanks.
Good, good. Well, thanks for agreeing to talk to me today. Okay, so you're based in Brooklyn. Lots of different people from all over the world are living in Brooklyn. How did you guys meet as a band? There's five different members?
Yeah. I think that probably of the five of us, I've known Matthew, the accordionist, longest. Mm-hmm. I've known him for 10 or 11 years now, maybe even 12.
Yeah.
He and I met at a week-long workshop called Balkan Camp. It's put on by the East European Folklife Center. They hold one out on the West Coast in Mendocino in California, and they hold one here. It bounced around a little bit, but it's being held more or less at a place called Iroquois Springs, which is up by Monticello, New York, kind of right at the foot of the Catskills.
Wow.
The workshop is pretty amazing. I actually met Don there also, uh-huh. But that was a few years later.
That's the tuba player.
Yeah, he's the tuba player, Don Godwin. And we've just known each other. I've been playing music with Matthew, on and off for 10 or 12 years now. And we just kind of decided we wanted to do this band. Don and I had been playing in a much larger brass band and decided we wanted a much smaller band. Meanwhile, we knew Matthew would be totally into it. Ben Syverson, the trumpet player, had been playing with a group that I was leading, that I still lead, but doesn't play quite so often now, called Ensemble Mastica. And EJ Fry, our percussionist, I've just known him from around. He did a lot of Middle Eastern percussion, and then he started playing more and more tapan, which is the kind of bass drum that he plays with us.
Tapan.
And so we just kind of accreted together. We've been together for just over 3 years, about in June, I guess it'll be 3.5 years.
And you're on saxophone, so that's,
yeah,
that makes five people there.
Mm-hmm.
Saxophone, trumpet, accordion, tuba, and drums. Is that a traditional lineup for this style of band? And I don't know if you mentioned it already, but does this type of band have a name?
Just brass band.
Yeah.
They have different words for that in the various languages from the Balkans.
Yeah.
For example, in Serbian, they say Duvački orkestar.
Hmm.
In Slavic languages.
Yeah.
Sometimes they say fanfar.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes just orkestar. There are a variety of names, but
yeah.
Just brass band. We would just call it a brass band. It depends also on where you're talking about. In northern Greece, they have a tradition of... One thing you may notice is we're called a brass band, but there's only really technically two brass instruments, the tuba
yeah.
and the trumpet.
Right.
And the saxophone's made out of brass, but it's technically a woodwind. So in northern Greece, for example, they have brass bands that are similar, that are essentially the same thing, though instead of a tuba, they would often have a valve trombone or a baritone horn. In Serbia or Macedonia, a brass band generally includes a couple more trumpets, or one to three trumpets, may or may not have a saxophone. They'll have 1 to 4 mid-brass players, meaning a baritone or a euphonium. Tuba, it's a larger band, generally.
Yeah, yeah. So the lineup you have is just, basically these are your instruments. You may find this as an incarnation of this style of music somewhere in the Balkans, though.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The instruments are commonly used.
Yeah, yeah.
Throughout the Balkans.
Right, right.
So the only one that's really closest to a traditional instrument would be the tapan.
Yeah.
Which is, sometimes it's called a bubanje or a davul, or a dauli.
Uh-huh.
It's basically a large bass drum, and he has a cymbal mounted on it. The traditional village instruments don't have a cymbal generally, but in the larger brass bands they do. They're bigger drums. They're louder.
So I'm looking at the photos on your website, which is rayabrassband.com.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing that the tapan, that's the big red drum, right?
That's exactly what we call it, big red.
And then he's. I guess you're in the streets here somewhere where he's got a different drum. It's like a brown drum. It's wider. Is that a different
yeah,
style?
That's I'm not sure which drum you're looking at, but that's probably his Village drum. Does it have metal hardware, or does it have cord?
It's got cords.
Yeah, that's more of a Village style drum right
oh,
there.
Oh, cool, cool. Sound of percussion, and there's a lot mm-hmm. of kind of rolling rolls that he does in between the beats, that it's got to take a lot of stamina for him to keep up that beat, especially when he's marching or walking wherever you guys go.
Yeah, that's a pretty heavy drum. The technique for that drum is very interesting, actually. They play one side with a beater, like you would expect somebody to play a bass drum with, and it's tuned a little bit lower.
Huh.
And then they use, on the other side, they tune the head much tighter, and they use a long, thin switch that they harvest off of a few different kinds of trees.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they use it as it gives you kind of a snappier, sort of a snare crack sound.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different kinds of techniques involved with that. I'm not a percussionist, and I don't really know the ins and outs of it, but... And then if he wants to use the cymbal, he'll put the switch somewhere, and he'll use kind of a metal striker for the cymbal. And he's got a bunch of different kinds of techniques that he does with that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it reminds me of a little bit of the Punjabi dhol, like that technique, you know, with the switch on one side. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I guess that would make sense in some ways with the Indian influence coming through, you know, those areas probably.
Very much, yeah. And it's also I think it's also a Turkish thing.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, or Turkic thing. You know, maybe it comes from, you know, northern India, sort of steppes region, Persia,
yeah.
You know, Iran, Afghanistan kind of area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through Pakistan and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
Zagorica, vodica, na vodica.
From that part of the world, the Balkans, I forget exactly, I think maybe he was from Yugoslavia, but used to work with my stepfather. And he always used to tell me as a young kid, he's like, you gotta learn your geography. And he said it in his accent, but I always wondered, like, why is that so important to him? And I realized the Balkans is this area of the world that I'm not even very familiar with. It's, I guess, named after the Balkan Mountains in Bulgaria and Serbia. But there's a lot of different countries that the Balkans makes up. And the Balkans has a lot of diversity. Like, there's a lot of different languages there. You've got, like, Serbian, Turkish, Slovenian, Bulgarian, Albanian, Greek, Romanian, all these different languages. So is there a particular area of the Balkans where the types of songs you're playing come from, or are you kind of mixing it up and hopping around?
That's a good question. We tend to mix it up. We actually started out, when we first started the band, we really wanted to explore this repertoire from northern Greece, from Greek Macedonia. Macedonia being this kind of the name of a region that has been kind of split up among three different countries. The Macedonian identity is very complicated, and the music there is also very complicated. In Greek Macedonia, they have very complex meters that they play in.
Yeah, I'll see.
And
jeez.
And for us that kind of stuff is very interesting, And we also, through the kind of community that exists around Balkan Camp, it's a large folk dance community. A lot of people are very interested in the folk dances from the Balkan region. And so for us, it was a challenge. It was a pleasure to be able to explore these kinds of tunes, these kinds of dances for the people that we knew were going to really, really appreciate it on kind of on a pretty profound level.
Yeah.
Since that time, though, we realized that we didn't want to limit ourselves. We play a lot of different kinds of music from throughout the Balkans, and we try and do it in ways that are as true to where the music comes from. With regard to, if we're playing, say, a Turkish song, we'll try and play in more of a Turkish style. You know,
yeah.
We'll do it in more of a Turkish style, or if we're playing a Greek tune, we'll play it in more of a Greek style. And sometimes you might have a tune that exists in both places, and the way you play it is what defines the style, where the song comes from, where you're referencing it from.
Mm-hmm.
We write a lot of music. Generally, we put our stamp on any given tune that we're playing. We're not just going to play down a traditional arrangement, or we're not just going to play down a tune that we transcribed exactly as we transcribed it.
Yeah,
you know, we'll put a stamp on it. We'll arrange it, and we'll give it an original arrangement, or change things up. And that's also very much in the style of music that we're playing, because the music is a living style, you know,
mm-hmm.
according to how their understanding of the tradition is.
Yeah, yeah. You're not imitating another band. You're your own band and your own, you know, musician. So each one of you has a style and a sound that's going to affect that, and then. As you're coming to these different compositions, it's really, probably really exciting to be able to sort of, you know, give them a twist of your own a little bit.
Yeah, very much so. And most of us in the band actually write music. We try and create original tunes that are in a style from that area.
Yeah. How about...
I've contributed a couple. Ben has contributed, yeah, quite a few. Don, a couple. Matthew, a couple.
Looking at this album, actually, which you were so kind to give me a copy of, it's Dancing on Roses, Dancing on Cinders, and I just, you know, upon first listen, I went, you know, all the way through it twice, since Friday when I got it, and this song, Cell Phone Song, is great.
Uh-huh.
Would that be one of the originals?
As a matter of fact, it's not.
Uh-huh.
It should be, but it's not.
I was just guessing from the English title, which is in parentheses, not an English title. So,
well, yeah, it's got a complicated story, actually. The last time I was in Macedonia, which is to say not Greek Macedonia, but the Republic of Macedonia, which is a part of the former Yugoslavia.
Uh huh.
I was in the Roma neighborhood called Šutke. The Roma is a word, Romani, Roman. Is a word that the gypsy people use to describe themselves.
Right on.
Because gypsy is something of a pejorative term.
Right.
And they prefer to define their own culture.
Yeah.
So I was in the Roman neighborhood in the capital, Skopje. Skopje is the capital of the Republic of Macedonia, and the Roma neighborhood there is called Šutka. And it's a pretty amazing place. And in Šutke, you're walking down the street, and there are guys selling things because, you know, they got to make a living. And there was a CD vendor, so I bought some CDs from him. And this song was on it. The funny thing about this song, none of the CDs, they're all copies. You know, they're CDRs. The guy he photocopies the cover of something or some image and sticks it in there with it. And the CD is just a CDR. So there's no information.
Right, right.
You know, I don't. Who knows what this song is called? And part of the tradition is that they maybe don't even really know what it's called. Maybe like somebody assembled it from parts of other songs.
Wow.
You know, and it was actually something about the tune really just grabbed me because it was it's played on the synthesizer.
Oh wow!
The entire thing is synthesized. And it's amazing. The synthesizer, my friend Skip has this idea that the synthesizer is actually the only true folk instrument anymore. Right? Because everybody uses it. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Right. So, and it can do all those different things that, you know, maybe the actual instrument is really hard to find or get, but you can have that in your house. Even if you're, you know, pretty poor, you can have an orchestra in your house.
Exactly. So this is it was a synthesizer tune, basically. But the Romani musicians that play the synthesizer don't just use it for sound effects. They play the thing. You know, they play it like it was a real instrument, and it's got a lot of meat. The playing has a lot of meat to it. It's very intense. You know, the way Romani musicians do everything is really intense. You know,
very virtuosic.
Virtuosic, very, very passionate.
Yeah.
And so this particular tune, Cell Phone Song, I had no idea what to call it. So I started calling it Sajerski Čoček. A Čoček is a kind of, it's more of an individual dance. The Roma generally try to translate it as belly dance.
Oh, okay.
But it's not exactly belly dance. So the Sajer is what they call a synthesizer.
Okay.
So I was like, it's like the synthesizer dance or something, you know. But I liked it. It was such a catchy tune. I was like, wow, this is such a catchy tune. I made it into a ringtone for my cell phone.
Awesome.
And it really worked. And because I was so enamored of the tune, I would just pull it out and like play the ringtone sometimes, like if it's in the subway or whatever, you know, in a bar or whatever. And there would just always be this moment. So we just started calling it Cell Phone Song.
Sajerski Čoček, right?
Sajerski Čoček.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's a fun tune.
Thank you.
you're listening to an interview with Greg of Raya Brass Band, cell phone song, Sajerski Chocek. I may still be messing that up, but he said it right. I know he did. I want to thank Greg for the interview. We have just maybe two short more little sections of discussion with him about Balkan brass music and Romani brass music or group instrument music, party music, if you will. And that's really cool stuff. Glad he's got a band and touring with that sound too, because it's really exciting to hear that stuff live, I'm sure. We did hear the cell phone song a while back. We also heard Spiritsky Splet. And I think I'm going to probably say each of these songs incorrectly. But if you listen to him, he's pronouncing them correctly. They're in various different languages, but I think we spoke about that a little bit too during the interview. So I'm gonna leave it at that. Listen to the interview. I'm not gonna overanalyze right now off the top of my head, because I haven't actually been listening as closely as I should have the second time around, because I just edited this. This is fresh off of the telephone wires from this very morning. Recorded a conversation with him. So hey, that's fast, and I think it's okay. It's pretty good editing so far. Sounds pretty good. And interspersed throughout the conversation, we've got songs from the group themselves, the Raya Brass Band. So anyway, you're listening to If Music Could Talk on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And we're going to hear more from this little interview. I hope you're having a great Sunday, enjoying the beautiful weather out there. And don't be an April fool. Stay wise. Don't be fooled by anybody. You don't want to be gullible. You want to be discerning in these modern times, especially on April 1st. We're going to continue the interview. Here we go.
Titles are written in different languages or several different? I mean, I recognized Hasapikos is a traditional Greek song, right?
Which one, Hasapiko?
Hasapiko, yeah.
Yeah, that's a Greek dance. Many of the things that we do are named for dances.
So there's a lot of different dances that if you were really getting into Balkan folk music, you would have to learn, or want to learn, hopefully, a lot of different folk dances, Balkan folk dances, too.
Yeah, there's a dozen very common dances that people do, and they go by different names in the different places. And there's different variations. You know, sometimes the variations are as specific as being different from one village to the next.
Yeah, right. As you were saying with the music, too.
Yeah.
Individual interpretation.
Yeah, exactly. But when I first started getting into this music a decade ago or whatever, I went to Balkan camp for my first time in 2001. It struck me that it was very important to understand the dances and how the dancers dance the dances, because then you really know how to play the music. It's completely integrated with the dance. If you can play for dancers, then you really understand the music and how it's meant to be played.
And there's like you were saying, there's a pretty active Balkan dance culture also, right?
Mm-hmm.
That people actually really get into this.
My
friend Shyama was actually the person who put me in touch with you. Used to brag to me about these like Balkan dance nights she was going to up there. Do you have a certain club that you like to kind of call home base up there that has these Balkan dance nights?
Well, the scene has kind of evolved since she was living here. Obviously, Barbez in Brooklyn, but it's a little small for actual folk dancing. The Hungarian House still exists, and there's a group here called Zlatne Uste. They're a brass band. They've been around for a very long time.
Yeah.
They're all Americans, but they've been involved with the Balkan folk dance scene for a very long time. They helped, some of them even helped start the East European Folk Life Center, which puts on Balkan camp. They host a festival every January called Golden Festival. It's a two-day festival, and they have some, I think this year there was over 70 groups performing.
That's huge.
Mostly on Saturday. It's Friday and Saturday. Mostly on Saturday the groups were performing. because it's a fundraiser for relief efforts in the Balkans. And the groups all play, there was four stages this year. The groups all play 30-minute sets. They don't play more than that.
Right. But and, that's 70 groups doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty amazing event, and people come from all over the country to participate. You know, there were some groups from California, from Seattle, West Coast, you know, the Midwest, everywhere.
Yeah.
People come because it's a kind of an incredible event.
Yeah.
But Zlatan Euste, who hosts that festival, they organize it. They were doing a lot of shows at Hungarian House, which is a Hungarian cultural center on the Upper East Side. But for some reason or another, they're not really hosting those events anymore.
It's hard to keep up the pace of a huge party every weekend or whatever. It's,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, or even a couple of times a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
But that scene has really grown and evolved, and now, like, I mean, even outside the actual Balkan community or Romani community that may exist in the New York area, there's all these other diverse fans who maybe are just coming to it for the first time after hearing this amazing music and going to one of these nights.
Yeah. There was a moment 13, 15 years ago, before I kind of joined the scene, where the median age of people in the Balkan folk dance scene was over 40, you know? And now it's actually gotten younger. There's a lot more young people that are becoming involved because of groups like Raya Brass Band and Slavic Soul Party and the Luminescent Orchestry. They're kind of generating this interest in the music and promoting the scene a little bit to people that maybe wouldn't have any idea what it's about or that it even exists, really.
Thank you.
in general, people are just more open to finding out cool sounds and music like Raya Brass Band, and it's really kind of wonderful that scene is having a resurgence, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So there is a Balkan community, and probably there is a Romani community in New York and Brooklyn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then you said you traveled over there a little bit in various places.
I've done some traveling.
Yeah.
I've been over there a few times. You know, I've traveled around. I've spent most time in Serbia and Macedonia. Matthew, the accordionist, he spent a bunch of time there in Greece and Bulgaria. Not so much in Serbia or you know, in parts further north. Don, the tuba player, has also. We were actually at a brass band festival in Serbia together, in a town called Guča. It's a very famous festival. It's the national championships in Serbia. They just had their 50th anniversary last year.
Wow, that must have been awesome.
He was there for that. I really wish I could have gone, but I just couldn't get it together. But he Don plays with the group Zlatne Uzde. He plays tenor horn with them, and I think that might be their fourth time that they've been to the festival. It's a pretty incredible festival. Basically, all of the best bands, all the best brass bands in Serbia, are there. For the best, you know, the awards include the best trumpet player, the best band. Then they have a competition who plays the best song and who plays the best dance.
Wow, that's cool.
And it's an amazing festival. The town is something like 5,000 people ordinarily, but during the weekend of the festival, I think it lasts Thursday through Sunday or something. Like, seriously, maybe 100,000 people are going through there.
Wow, and what town is that again?
The town is called Guča.
Uh-huh. So that's sort of like the south by southwest of Balkan music.
I wouldn't think of it like that, actually.
Well, I guess I was referring to in the way that the city population mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, definitely. In that regard, for sure. The Romani brass bands are there to compete, of course, with everyone else. But they're also working because they have festival activities during the day. Then they have a concert in the evening. And then at night, there are restaurants, local restaurants from Belgrade and from other cities that have these kind of pavilion-style tents, sometimes they're long bench tables, sometimes they're just little cafe tables or whatever. And there's, you know, there's venues in the town as well, and bars, whatever, that have terraces. And the bands are performing for the people in these restaurants. You know, they're serving food, they're serving drinks. It's basically a big party. And you'll have these situations where you might have a pavilion that's set up that's maybe 50 feet in one direction and 25 or 30 feet in another direction. So that square footage, you know, full of tables, and there's waiters bringing beers and food and stuff. And in that area, you might have three different brass bands that are playing for different tables. They might be within a distance of 10 feet of each other, two different brass bands.
Wow.
playing different songs, because the people that are sitting at the tables will pay them to come over and play.
And play maybe their favorite song too, or
yeah, or whatever's cool, whatever's popular right now.
Yeah, or dedicated to their friend sitting across from them.
Exactly.
We'll be right back.
not just there to compete, but they're also working because they can make a lot of money at this event, you know? So they work all night. Like, literally, they'll be playing until 5 in the morning. And then at 6 in the morning, they have this tradition that they shoot off a cannon to start the day. And the number of times they shoot it off might change every day. Maybe it's like one for each day at a festival or something. I don't really remember, but it's loud. I mean, the entire ground shakes.
What a way to start a party. Jeez.
Oh God, it's really disconcerting. It's very jarring and actually a little terrifying, cuz you're sound asleep. You're maybe a little drunk or hungover or something, and then all of a sudden there's just this kind of roar of cannon.
So you have to go to the 51st one then.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna make it this. Maybe next year, maybe the 52nd.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to get back over there.
Man, maybe you guys could go as a band or.
Yeah, we've talked about it. We've talked about going over there. We've talked about. It's always difficult to make finances work, you know.
Yeah, especially for 5 people. Well, I'm also interested in the wedding tradition too. I mean, have you ever been to like a Balkan wedding? Are there any interesting traditions that you've heard of that go with weddings in particular that involve, you know, band, music, dance?
Oh yeah. What generally happens is the weddings. Well, they used to be a lot longer. They used to take like a week. Now it's, you know, 3 days maybe. But that's a long wedding, right?
Yeah, right.
And so what'll happen, the music that we play, I mean, it comes from this tradition of life ceremonies, you know. They get a brass band at somebody's birth, they get a brass band at somebody's funeral, they get a brass band for a wedding, they get a brass band for a sunnah, which is a kind of a circumcision ceremony. You know, they'll hire musicians. They'll get some kind of band to play, some kind of musicians to play.
Yeah, or a new house. You get a new house.
Or a new house. Yeah. As a matter of fact, when Zlatne Uste was over in Serbia last summer, Don, he told me about this ceremony that they had kind of experienced. It was a Romani ceremony. Basically, the leader of a band that we know over there, we're kind of friends with, and some of us have gone over and worked with them. I'm not sure what name they're going by right now. I think maybe just Demiran Cherimovic Orchestra. Demiran is the band leader. He's the lead trumpet player. I think his daughter was moving into a new house with her husband. And in order to consecrate the house, they had this ceremony wherein his goddaughter.
Yeah.
They have this ceremony. The godfather has a lamb, and he feeds the lamb rakia all night long. Rakia is basically it's plum brandy. Okay. So he's basically staying up with his lamb all night, getting it drunk, giving it nothing but rakia. So the alcohol infuses the animal's tissues, and then when it eventually it's going to fall over and pass out, and wherever it does that, that's where they slaughter it. They put the entrails in the earth there, and then they cook the thing.
Wow!
And they have a feast.
Wow!
So And they had a brass band.
They have a brass band too.
They have a band. They have a band for the feast because it's a very auspicious occasion. His goddaughter has moved into this new house. Now, you know, I could have it wrong. It could be the place where they're building the new house.
Uh huh.
But it would be kind of odd to bury the entrails of a lamb in the floor of your house. So maybe it's just in the ground, you know, outside the house. In any case, these kind of life rituals, you know. There are always occasions for festivities, and what's more festive than having a live music?
Yeah, that's right. And I'm basically very new to this, any of this culture and the music itself, and it's really wonderful to hear about a band here that's, you know, you guys. I don't know what your background is, but
I'm Eastern European. Well, I mean, I'm at least partially Slavic.
Yeah.
But I mean, I didn't grow up like that, so
right.
I don't really consider myself that at all. I grew up in Michigan. And,
yeah.
And we had a really American experience growing up. I mean, I didn't even really realize I was Jewish, half Jewish, until I moved to New York 12 years ago or whatever. And I'm 40. So, I mean, it just wasn't something that I thought about.
Yeah, yeah. But it's great to think that, like, you can find this such a rich cultural tradition, and really you're doing your best to bring this experience to people that have never experienced it. First of all, you're doing all you can to learn about this tradition, and then, you know, who's to say what's authentic? I mean, you're playing the music, it's an American group playing this music, but you're still part of the tradition. It's amazing, and all those connections you've made too through this music is just, it's really inspiring.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm glad to inspire. I mean, I've been so inspired in my life to dig into things like this, you know. Truthfully, I'm interested in learning ways to play the saxophone, and this is it's a very compelling way to play it, but I wouldn't feel good simply appropriating some of the tunes without bothering to find out where the music comes from.
That's a great way to put it.
Everybody in the group has that kind of attitude. We all want to know where the music comes from, what makes it tick, and partly because, on some level, it's the same thing that makes all music tick. You know, it comes from human experience. You
yeah,
know?
We all have life ceremonies. We all
yeah.
We're all born. We all get married. Well, we all fall in love, and we all die. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
very much. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know, I feel like it would be somehow disrespectful not to try and find out about where the music comes from. Actually, I love playing weddings with this band, because the people that hire us, the wedding couple generally, they know they want us.
Right.
And they know that their guests are gonna like what we do.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not expecting it, especially because they're not expecting it. You know, it's this kind of exuberant moment when the band comes out, you know, and does their thing, and the people. It just kind of really heightens the event.
Wow. Yeah, I can see that. And then you get, you know, you get to be surrounded by dancing people all night, which is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, and that's another aspect of it, is that we quite often don't even bother with a stage or a sound system. We're just playing in the middle of the dance floor.
Yeah. All acoustic. Don't need microphones.
Acoustic.
Just
yeah.
Play as loud and as sweetly as you can, and people
yeah.
dance around you.
Yeah, it's a really good way to kind of connect directly with the people we're playing for, you know.
Yeah. It sounds like an ecstatic experience. It's really exciting that you guys will be coming to Richmond to play here. So you'll be playing at Balasso on the 14th, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the 14th.
You're also doing an in-store at Steady Sounds. That's earlier in the day at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And before that, I guess the Friday, you're playing in Charlottesville. And then that Thursday prior to the Richmond show, you're playing in Baltimore.
Right, on the 12th. April 12th will be at a place called Fifth Dimension, which is basically the fifth floor of the H&H building.
Then you're playing Roanoke the night after Richmond. That's, I guess, on a Sunday, right?
It's not actually at night. We're playing at 2:30 at the Roanoke Public Library, yeah.
Oh, cool, cool. Well, that's going to be a busy few days there. I mean, it's like an official Virginia tour, pretty much.
Yeah,
Virginia, Maryland.
Tour of Virginia.
So where do people pick this album up if they want to get it?
Well, people can go to, they can start at our website, riabrassband.com. That's R-A-Y-A, brassband.com. Or you could go to CD Baby and
okay.
find it there.
It's on CD
those
Baby.
Those are the best places to look.
Or you'll probably have them at your shows, too.
We'll definitely have some at our shows. We'll definitely have some at our shows.
Cool. Thank you so much for speaking with me. I really appreciate
Great,
it.
Great, yeah.
Yeah,
can't thanks
wait
a lot for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, and good luck to all of you guys.
Thanks, likewise.
So that's about all we have. here for the interview, at least for now. But I will include the complete, well, even more complete interview on the podcast that you can find soon on my blog, turquoisekid.blogspot.com, as well as radioforall.net. Thanks to them for hosting over five years of podcasts now for this show and many others from WRIR. So I want to say thanks again to Greg of the Raya Brass Band for doing this really enlightening interview and inspiring interview about music that I'm still relatively new to, but I've got some favorite Balkan musicians of my own, one of them being the great Izma Rijapova of Macedonia, one of the most famous of all Romani Macedonian singers. So we'll hear some music by her soon coming up here, but I want to play a couple PSAs since it's part of our duty here on WIR to give you public service announcements that may benefit you.
Mommy!
Right now, the Leonard family is caught in a flash flood.
Ben!
A million things are running through Mrs. Leonard's mind right now. Like, how is she going to get a hold of her daughter, Katie, at school? What's going to happen to her house? Is there time to grab enough clothes, food, and water for her family? And where are they going to sleep tonight? The truth is, most people are like the Leonard family. Research shows the majority of Virginians are not prepared for a major weather event or emergency and haven't taken the time to make a supply kit or family plan.
Ben, where are you?
The power to protect your family is in your hands. Just go to readyvirginia.gov. This website will show you how to create an emergency supply kit, how to make an emergency family plan with a specific meeting place and important phone numbers, and how to stay informed if an emergency occurs. There's no time to pause when a flash flood hits. Get prepared today with readyvirginia.gov.
This next one is called Sesame, from a record called The Belly Dance Naval Academy. Get it?
Thank you. όντως η μια φλόγα έχω μέσα στην καρδιά. Λες και μαγιά μου έχεις κάνει βρακοσυριανή γλυκιά. Λες και μαγιά μου έχεις κάνει βρακοσυριανή γλυκιά. Θα έρθω να σε ανταμώσω κάτω στην ακρογιαλιά. Θα θέλα να με χορτάσεις όλο καρδιά και φιλιά. Θα θέλα να με χορτάσεις όλο καρδιά και φιλιά.
Sujeda sabah andi yazge Aşun engile ben sare kavalle İner vize çayı burika cala Aşun engile ben sare kavalle İner vize çayı burika cala
Мандурите. Нема дупки на плажа, нема шахти, яхти, махти, викам си и бахти. Гладки тела, нема и следа от косми, махнати като росен от 7-8.
Мале, мале, целулето мале, мале, мале, на морето мале, евалата на туризма, да живей нудизма. Мале, мале, целулето мале, мале, мале, на морето мале,
по барчета. Мале, мале, евала на чайките. Мале, мале, евала на майките. Мале, лей, само да я видя гола. Вдигам го като цената на петрола.
Мале, мале, целулето мале. Мале, мале, на морето мале. Евалата на туризма. Да живей нудизма. Мале, мале, целулето мале. Мале, мале, на морето мале. Живей нудизма. На морето мале, евалата на туризма, да живей нудизма. Мале, мале, целулето мале, мале, мале, на морето мале, евалата на туризма, да живей нудизма.
Oh yeah, that's Ustata with Male Male from Face to Face. Their album came out a few years ago. And before that, we heard Esma Rejipova, Young Bride, Ustili Kaj Rano Sabajile. I think I said that right. Songs of a Macedonian. Well, they have Gypsy here, but I guess Rom would also be a way to say that. And before that, we heard a 70s version of Hasapiko, Osapiko, sorry, by unknown musicians on an album on Gateway, which is, I guess, kind of a somewhat reputable bootleg label back in the 70s, Gateway. Actually, they did some really good jazz stuff, too. But they did some kind of weird records that didn't credit any of the band that was actually performing. That was one of them. Album called Greek Dance Party. Actually, I love that album, but I just wish I knew who the band was. And before that, from Gus Valley and the Belly Dance Naval Academy. Questionable name for a group there also, but amusing. Song was Sesame and had a little bit of Freak Out Psych guitar in the background too. So Balkan music all over the place here on If Music Could Talk tonight. And thanks for listening. This is WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Got a little more cool stuff coming up, and then stay tuned for Stunted Development.
¿Cómo me siento?
¿Cómo me siento?
Me siento solo.
Me siento muy solo.
Extraño a mi hermano.
Extraño a mi hermano.
Estoy rodeado de mucha gente, pero no es lo mismo.
Tengo gente a mi alrededor, pero no es lo mismo.
Siempre cuidándome la espalda.
No hay quien me proteja.
Yo me puedo cuidar.
Pero yo me puedo cuidar.
De cualquier forma, voy a aguantarlo.
De cualquier forma, voy a aguantarlo.
No me queda de otra.
No me queda de otra.
Ya solo me faltan 5 años, 3 meses y 17 días.
Ya solo me faltan 5 años, 3 meses y 17 días.
Cuando vas a la cárcel por cometer un crimen con un arma de fuego, tu familia también sufre la sentencia. Los crímenes de mano armada hieren al hogar. Este mensaje es patrocinado por el Project Safe Neighborhoods y el Ad Council.
So up next here is Kevser Selimova with Çifte Çifte Paytonlari.
Чифте, брзи коні, звенче про порці. Фія, керомлад, де я журі, де бойці. Фія, керомлад, де я журі, де бойці. Oka, oka, leblebija, da joj ponudi. Kad je manunjen, de lija i sna probudi. Kad je manunjen, de lija i sna probudi. Srce i srce momče nudi i u srcu žar. Srce curame, odbija to je pravidar. Srce curame, odbija to je pravidar. Paytonlari getirdim sana. Çifte çifte paytonlari getirdim sana. Getirdim sana markam darıma bana. Getirdim sana markam darıma bana.
That was Every Night I Wander About, and this brings us to a close of Women's National Women's Month and Women's History Month. We're going to finish off the show with Peter, Bjorn, and John from Sweden as a special request to Steve. Thanks for calling in, and stay tuned for Stunted Development. Peace. We'll be right back.
I heard some song I used to hear back then, a long time ago. And I remember when, even further back, in another town. Cause I saw something written I used to say back then, hard to comprehend. And the question is, was I more alive than I am now? Flesh is flesh is flesh. The difference is thin, but life is a certain ability to bring new life into me. So I breathe it in. And the question is, was I more alive than I am now? I happily had to disagree. I laugh more often now. I cry more. Differently doesn't mean it's worthless. And I soaked it in. How I soaked it in. How I soaked it in. And just as it proved,